Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I count out to 508. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a new study talking about the potential nanoplastics within our food that could be altering our metabolisms and even messing with our blood sugar.
Yeah, I guess this new.
Newish to me, but no, this particular story, no.
I mean, I guess they're just breaking down why it's bad. They established nobody wants microplastics in their system.
Right, and I think...
There's no way to avoid that living in this country. But with that, like, look, we know it's bad for us. You don't need to break down exactly what it's doing.
Right.
It's bad for you.
And also, what am I doing that puts microplastics in me? And what can I do differently to keep the microplastics out of me?
Eat unprocessed food, live in a different country. I mean,
right.
It's like, look, man,
drink water out of a glass.
It's the food that we get.
Right.
Right? It's how we consume things.
Don't tell
They're
me.
They're not
tell
wrong.
Them.
Right, right. It's not on us, man.
Exactly.
And you are telling the wrong people.
I want plastics in my damn brain, dude. I'm dumb enough as it is. I don't need more stuff, you know, altering me here. There's a flesh-eating fly that was once eradicated from the U.S. that's making a return as it spreads through Central America.
Cool. Sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Glad that's
Jesus.
Back.
Here it comes.
All right. What else? We got measles.
Yeah.
We got flesh-eating. What else can
flies.
We bring back?
Yeah.
You know, just bring back the dinosaurs. All right. Let's just do Jurassic Park.
I don't get how they come back. You know, if they've been gone for however many years, like, for me.
But gone from here.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing. So you can eradicate up to a point, and then I guess you keep them at bay, however you do that.
Right, now they're just coming up through Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And Mexican
damn it.
Flesh-eating flies. There's a new argument in the educational system that tests like the SATs may actually not represent a student's knowledge as well as a high school GPA.
Well, no kidding. No
success.
Kidding, guys. Come on.
Right. They were saying basically the SATs test you on things that not everybody has knowledge about.
Yeah.
So the high school GPA is a better indicator as to
yes.
whether or not
yes. you, yes. you did the work that was in front of you. But like anything, it's just some standardized test so that any college anywhere in this country can look at it and do this rounded way of determining whether or not you're a good student. Right?
Sure.
And that's why you do all the standardized tests. Like, where do you compare to everyone else? That's essentially what that comes down to.
Right.
Where's but your GPA says, no, I was physically here. This is the work I had in front of me.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, come on.
People that drink 1 to 3 cups of coffee a day have a 15% lower risk of death than non-coffee drinkers.
But how does that work? Say we're crossing the street in the middle of it, and a bus comes barreling down. It's 15% less likely to hit you.
Correct, because now I have more energy, and I'm able to, you know, quicker reflexes.
Senses.
I
yeah,
see
there you
it.
Go.
I got
there
the spidey
go. Yeah.
sense, and I'm going to get out of the way of the bus and go, Steve!
Should I coffee, bro?
Right. Okay. I'm going to have enough time to scream just as you die.
I told you to go to Starbucks.
Right. Man!
Bus wouldn't have hit you.
Oh, no.
Right. That's a crazy one. Right.
Oh, God.
It's just a 50% chance, you know, less death.
Right.
Maybe the guy in Air India, right?
You're right. They should kind of quantify, like, what do you...
Yes!
What is...
Quantify. If we fall out of the 7th story of a building, are right. you 15% more likely to survive?
And even then, they call it sudden death. Like, you're right. If I were to jump out this window, it doesn't matter how much freaking coffee
I don't think
I
your odds are better.
No!
We might find out, like, I'll be damned. Mike got up. He's walking back into the lobby,
away.
Dude.
By God, it was the coffee, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, coffee.
Thank you. I was able to... do something in air that kept me from dying. Criminy. There's a probiotic that's showing potential as a treatment for depression and constipation.
Mm. Depression.
Depression.
In your stomach.
Yeah.
And constipation. I like it.
Hey, you know
that's,
what?
I mean, that's just two things that suck at the same time.
They do.
Constantation.
Constantation.
Constipation. Constipation makes sense. For a probiotic. Jesus. For a probiotic.
You're right, Miles. You
I'm having a hard time speaking.
So, do you need some coffee?
What do you think they were working on first?
Constipation.
The stool softener or treating depression? Because I guarantee you.
Neither.
Like anything, when the side effects happen, they go, hey, it's like Viagra.
Sure.
Oh, it's a blood. Hey, man. This guy's had an erection
for 2 hours.
Let's just change
man.
What it's about, right? So you got to think with this. They're probably going for one or the other. I have a hard time believing. They said, you know what? Depression and constipation. Let's come up with one thing to take care of.
That's got to be the constipation.
So either somebody said, man, I'm really depressed. I want to try this new treatment. And they're crapping their brains out because they weren't constipated.
Sure.
Or somebody who was super depressed took a trial medication for constipation and said, look, I cleared my bowels, and honestly, man, I'm just feeling better.
Well, and there's a big push and focus on...
Hey-o.
Damn it. Big push and focus on gut health these days.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if it wasn't for constipation. Either way, if I haven't backed one out in a while, I'm a little down myself. So, yeah.
I would say, is that like the food one, right? It's like,
I just
I'm depressed because I'm constipated. I'm poop. Constipated because I'm depressed.
Right. The vicious cycle.
Right?
I can't poop because I don't have the energy to because I'm too depressed about the fact that I can't poop.
Take a Metamucil.
Or a probiotic. You'll feel happy and empty.
Yeah.
Fiber.
Happy
and empty.
Easy.
I'm just saying, generally, you'll feel happier when you're empty on the inside. Dead inside, great outside. I love this pill. I can't feel a thing.
No.
Emotions suck. I love her. I don't know a thing about her.
I'm happy and regular.
I like bowel movements more than depression. How about you?
All right.
I'm Radio Steve Hill. You ever just sat on the toilet because you can't move one, and at the same time, you're feeling really down? Well, do I have good news for you.
Well, I got the stuff for you.
My stomach just works the opposite way. I've definitely had a rough day where it's like, I'm going to cry if I can't get off this toilet soon.
Get me out of here.
But I'm taking Pepto to stop.
I remember having that conversation with you. Mike, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, especially where the one day at work was so awful, and like the toilet paper here just
not
just work.
Say.
So it's just things are raw now. I can barely sit down and do something that night.
You flush where you're sitting there to get a little splash of cool water on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm clenching just thinking about it, and everything's fine.
Nintendo's new console will automatically turn off the rumble function after it detects, quote, extended use.
The rumble function.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Is that in the controller?
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually
is. Yeah, you know,
but
the controller.
Yes.
And it rumbles on it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You're playing Mario Kart and you hit a wall.
I think there's going to be some backlash on that. Just throwing that out there.
You either let me use that rumble function or you get a detachable shower hat.
Jesus.
The electric toothbrush.
It's not just for cleaning dogs anymore.
Nope.
No.
It never was. Oh, you can also wash the dog easier.
You know what you can do? Wash the dog. Look at that.
I'll be damned. All these years.
You're already cleaning the mammal. You can clean the dog, too.
I'll take care of it.
Everything's getting cleansed.
Get in here, boy.
Everything's getting good and rinsed off. I think you missed a spot. You haven't found that one yet.
Honey, you all right? You've been showered for 20 minutes.
The damn water tank's empty.
Yeah.
A woman...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
in England showed that parking in the UK is a little ridiculous, Miles.
Is that based on the price of the tickets?
I will give you all the details at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
The cabin is, as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 35-year-old Toby Freeman of Colchester, England. Now, our very own Mike Hawks can have a little more about this gentleman in headlines coming up. But today, I do feel that this guy deserves a toast. Why? Well, here's the thing. He lost his brother to testicular cancer a couple of years ago. And like a lot of people in that unfortunate situation, now his heart is with fundraising and bringing awareness to all different kinds of cancers in the way that he does it since he's a runner. Most recently, he just ran 90 miles along the length of Hadrian's Wall. And that's only part of the 311-mile run that he wants to do from coast to coast. As he says, testicular cancer took my brother. Now I'm taking on marathons, ultra marathons. Again, he just did Hadrian's Wall. He's already run a few marathons in London and Brighton. He completed the Great Manchester Run. He's going to continue in the next few weeks with the Thames Ultra Marathon, culminating with the big, ballsy Ultra Marathon in November. So this guy is committed, and every time he runs, he raises money. That alone would be shot-worthy. But the reason we're really toasting this guy is that he does all of this dressed as a pair of giant testicles. Yeah. The picture's fantastic. He's trying to bring awareness to it. I get it. But he does all this, dressed as testicles. The only comment that he made was when he's on the rural runs, he says that farm animals are a little skittish when he runs by. It's like other runners go by. Yeah. Cows are used to whatever. He's like, when I come running up as a giant set of testicles, like the looks on the animals' faces is just different. Yeah. And that makes sense.
He's not wrong. We're talking about it.
Yeah, we are talking about it. It's the whole point, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, that you know, that makes fundraising a ball.
It does. Hey, oh. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.